Morning, everyone. Josh here, Solopreneur Grind. It is episode number 57 of the SG Daily. It is Monday, May the 13th. Hope your weekend went well. I actually went home again last weekend, and so I wasn't online Friday because I didn't want to schlep my microphone, which, as you can see, is larger than what I would like to bring on the plane if you don't have to check a bag. So anyways, hope your weekend went well. Today, this week's theme, I want to talk about sales, and sales is always, it's usually a fan favorite in almost any aspect of business, but especially for solopreneurs. And I think one of the reasons, well, I think there's two main reasons. Number one is that sales are very important for any business, but especially as a solopreneur, because if you don't make them, you have zero. And number two is that if you're a solopreneur, there are fairly decent odds that you haven't had formal sales training. And what I mean by that is you didn't, you know, maybe you didn't take a course in university or college, or maybe you didn't go to college, or you haven't taken a course or anything like that. You haven't learned about sales, right? And maybe you've read some books, maybe you've taken an online course, which is probably a very good idea if you haven't had formal sales training. Not that you need it, right? Because I have a BCom and they don't teach you too much about sales. It was more about, you know, marketing and accounting and finance and all that boring stuff, which is important. But anyways, so I think it's the combo of one, sales being super important, because if you don't make sales, you don't make money. Number two, maybe a lot of people don't have sales backgrounds per se. So generally speaking, the best thing you can always do to begin anything in business, whether it's business, whether it's sales, marketing, et cetera, is you need a goal and you need a plan to get to that goal, right? So your goal can't be make more sales. I mean, I guess it could be, but it should be more specific than that, right? So if you're at zero, how much do you want to make next month? Or how much do you want to make next quarter? Or how much do you want to make by August? You know, whatever. And put a number, and preferably put a timeline as well, right? Because if you say, I want to sell $1 million worth of things, then that's great. It's a great goal in the sense that you're aiming high. It's not a great goal in the sense that, well, do you have 30 years to accomplish it? Because if so, I would argue that it's probably not a great goal. So think about your objectives, your kind of end goal. And what I like to do is actually start big or with a bigger timeline and then break it down, right? So you could say, usually by year is a good place to start because you can get a pretty good idea. So let's say you're brand new, you're side hustling, whatever. I want to start by making $20,000 in the next 12 months, right? That would be pretty cool, or whatever the number is, doesn't matter. You can then work backwards, right, and make it easier to give yourself specific goals over a certain period of time. So let's say you're a coach, or you're starting out as a coach, you want to sell $1,000 packages, just to make numbers easy. I want to make $20,000 in sales in the next 12 months. You could look at that one of a few ways. You could say, okay, well, 12 months divided by 20, that means I have to sell, you know, between one and two packages per month. But you probably want to keep in mind that if you're new, or you want to keep in mind where you are right now and the fact that momentum is a real thing in business. Not just moment. By momentum, I mean once you start building your business and your brand, it will become easier. So it will become easier to sell one course in the 12th month than it will in the first month. So you could break that down further, right? So, okay, 20,000 in 12 months, that means 1.5-ish per month. But you should break it down more specifically, right? Because it shouldn't be 1.5 per month, because you could probably assume, so that's 20 courses you have to sell in a year. You can probably assume that you're going to sell 10 to 15 of them in the last, let's say, 4 months, right? In the last quarter, because you've at that point had 8 months to network, market, put out content, network with, meet people, whatever your sales channels are. So let's say, okay, I think in the last quarter, I'm probably going to sell 10. So in the first two quarters, in the first 8 months, I only have to sell 10. And then let's break it down a little bit further. In the second quarter, oh no, I'm doing quarters. I was thinking thirds. So let's say, let's say you can sell 10 in the last quarter. So now you have three quarters to sell 10. Let's say you'll sell six of them in the third quarter, and then four of them in the second quarter, and two of them in the first quarter. So now it makes more sense, right? In the first quarter, in the first 3 months, you only need to sell two. In the second quarter, you need to sell four. In the third quarter, you need to sell six. In the last quarter, that math doesn't add up. In the last quarter, you need to sell eight. That will make the math work. So two, four, six, eight. That adds up to 20. That's a good math lesson, folks. So now you have it broken down even more specifically, right? So you're still going to get your end goal of 20 courses or $20,000 by the end of the year. But now you know exactly what target you need to hit in a shorter amount of time. And you can break it down even further, right? So you're at point zero and you need to sell two in the first quarter. So now you have 3 months to sell two courses. Now you can look at that very specific goal and specific timeline and figure out how to do it. Okay, I have 3 months. Well, the first month I should probably focus on, you know, you don't, now the pressure is off a little bit in the sense that you don't have to go sell courses tomorrow, right? You can build a 3 month plan to sell two. So maybe you think, well, I'm going to spend the first month just putting out content, building relationships and comfort with my audience. And then I have 2 months to sell two courses. And I'm going to sell one per month, right? And you can work backwards and devise your whole plan around it. So the action item I would say is create a one-year kind of goal or objective, whatever you want to call it, insert whatever the term there is, and then work back. And tomorrow what I'll do is I'll speak more on working, you know, how to work back, because usually the math is a little more complicated than just, you know, 20 divided by 1,000, but or 20 courses at $1,000, but start by planning at least a year. So what's probably best is you could even do 2, 3, 4 years from now, what is your goal? But if you want to keep it simple, start with 1 year. What's realistic? What would push the boundary a little bit? So if you're brand new, you don't have to sell 50,000 next year, but hey, maybe 20, 30, 40,000 is within reason, or if you pushed super hard, you could do it. So don't sell yourself short. And let me know what the goal is. If you have any questions, make sure to subscribe, follow, shoot me a message. Shoot me a message directly at SolopreneurGrind on Instagram. I will respond personally. And I can definitely help out if you're struggling with goal setting and stuff like that. And keep in mind, this will, over the week, transition more into sales stuff. But like I said at the beginning, if you don't have a plan and goals in mind, you're just going to be, you're in the deep end, flapping your arms, and you'll be directionless, which is not where you want to be in business. Anyways, hope your Monday's off to a good start, and the rest of it goes well. I will talk to you tomorrow.